The second getting Parakei Mishal, and he's zokin shomin lahem be'idiot. Somebody who damages somebody else's property, when he pays that person back, if he chooses to pay with karka, with real estate, he must pay from the best karka that he has. As the pasuk says, meitiv sadeu meitiv karmo yishalem. He must pay from the best of his fields and the best of his vineyard. Now, even though when somebody pays from a good field, he gives less of that field, or the person does not have to pay back more than he damaged, still a person would rather collect his damages from a real good field, even though he is getting less karka in that case. Now, midaraisa, the mazik doesn't have to pay back a field that is better than the best field that the nizik has. He would only have to pay a field that is equivalent to the best field that the person who was damaged had. But the rabbanan made a takana that the mazik would have to pay from the best of his own field, even if that field is better than any field that the nizik himself has. Now, the reason why the rabbanan made this takana is that people will be careful and not damage other people's property. Ubachov babeninus. Somebody who is paying back a bachov has to pay from beninus. If he chooses to pay from karka, he pays from an in-between type karka, not a bad one, not a good one. As midaraisa, somebody who pays back a bachov would only have to pay from divorce. Even from a bad karka, he could pay. But the rabbanan made a takana that when you pay back a bachov, you must pay from a medium karka. The reason for this takana is that the chacham were afraid that when a person pays back a bachov, if he would pay only from the divorce from a bad karka, people would not want to lend money since they get back a real bad karka. So therefore, the Chacham said, you have to pay from a medium karka. Uksuva isha baziburis. When you pay off a ksuvas isha, then you can pay her even from the divorce. If you choose to pay her from karka, you can give her a bad karka. And the Chacham were not afraid that if the ksuvas isha would be paid off with the divorce, that women would be hesitant to get married because of that. As we have a klal, yoser mimasha ish rota lisa, isha rota linase, more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married, so therefore a woman would get married even though she knows that she will collect her ksuba only from the divorce. Rabbi Meir oimer af ksubas isha babeninit. Rabbi Meir says even a ksubas isha has to be paid off with a medium karka, just like you have to pay a bachov with beninit, so too when you pay off a ksubas isha, you have to pay with beninit. The second is getting parakei mishnah beit. Ein nefron me nechasem mishubarem v'makom sheyesh nechasem v'nei chorin v'afilu hanzi boris. A malva, somebody who is owed money, cannot collect from nechasem mishubarem. Nechasem mishubarem is property that the lova sold off after the date of the loan. If there are nechasem v'nei chorin available, nechasem v'nei chorin meaning property that the lova has that he has not sold off yet, even if that property is the boris, the malva would have to take that property as a malva cannot collect from the buyer of the beninus, even though a malva usually gets beninus, since the lova still has a property with him that he has not sold off, even though that property is divorced, the malva would have to take that property. But if the lova would have no property left, he sold off all his property, then the malva would have a right to collect his loan from the buyers of the property, as all of the property of the lova become collateral to the loan, so even if he sold it off, the malva has the right to take it from the buyer. Ein nifron me nichse yisoymin ella min hazipuris. A malva that is owed money and the person who owes the money dies and leaves property for his yorshim, when the malva collects his loan from the yorshim, he only has the right to collect from the ziboris of the property of the yisoymin, even though we said that a bachov collects from beninus, because if a bachov would get only ziburis, then people would not want to make loans since they would only get a bad karka in return. In this case, since the lova died, they collect only ziburis, as the chachamim were not afraid that people would not want to make loans thinking that the person will die and they will collect only ziburis. As people don't make cheshbonos like that, they will not think that the person will die and they will make loans anyway.